Hi guys, welcome back to Tea at Number 5. We are the Lit Wallflowers. I'm Wendy Wu.
And I'm Tony Rose.
Do you like the emotional roller coaster that this week has brought? It's a lot. First of all, we're all clowns. So Netflix UK said, we're going to drop some tea next week. 3 shows a day. And Bridgerton is going to be on March 20th, which is today, which happened, I don't know, at this point, 5 hours ago. And so me and Tony, we had this plan. We were going to go record a live reaction. We're going to do the fucking most, right? And and the 2 days previous, so Monday, Tuesday, everything has been trailers and trailer teasers. So, you know, we obviously thought that that's what we were going to get. Bitch, we were fucking hella wrong. I woke up super early because I couldn't math properly. And I saw the first 2 shows go and they were not trailers. They were previews and inside scoop. I was like, ruh-roh, we're not going to get a trailer today. But whatever, we've been so thirsty, so hungry for just fucking anything that we would take whatever we can get. What we got was so sweet and endearing, and there's a lot of really upset and mad people, which fair. We all, Nicola posted yesterday that she said, you guys won't believe what I saw, and then posted a little tiny little baby carriage on the bottom. So obviously we all thought we were either going to get A, the carriage scene, which is absolutely impossible because it's kind of X-rated for
a teaser
for a teaser, but you know, one can wish. Or we were going to get a glimpse of it in some sort of trailer that was going to come out today. So I get it, but like, I think what we've been hearing more loudly post season 2, everybody was like, we want to see more Anthony and Kate, like, be sweet to each other. So it starts off with Francesca. Our new Francesca, Hannah Dodd, comes over just kind of like perturbed, I guess is the right word. I don't know what the right word is. She looks super over it. She's like, brother, I need a break. And he looks over at the group of guys. It looks like 3 guys that she was just talking to. And he was like, okay. And then his concerned face melts as he looks over at Kate. And Kate, like, notices that he's looking at her, and she looks up and smiles. And I was like, oh, soft Kate and soft Anthony is everything for me. She is dressed in, and they said that they were doing this season, that they were going to put a lot of Easter eggs in costuming this season. So they gave her a more traditional Indian dress with a lot of, like, scarves, and it's just so beautiful, and she just completely stands out, as she should. It's fucking Kate Bridgerton, bitches. Like, who is there anyone else to look at in that room besides Francesca? Duh. And Eloise, who's probably God knows where at this point. And the one thing that we do get, though, is our Penelope standing on the side. She is wearing a green dress, and it's the same green dress that we saw of when she, like, kind of told off Colin Bridgerton. So I'm assuming all of this is episode 1 then. Yeah, she's wearing a deep green dress, and all I could think of is a press thingy. It was young King George, young Queen Charlotte, and young Lady Danbury. They did like a press tour for Queen Charlotte, A Bridgerton Story, and they were like, what do you call season's like favorite, or whatever the question was. And India, who plays young Queen Charlotte, P.S. congratulations. She just won Outstanding Actress
for her
at the NAACP Image Awards. So proud of her. And I'm just so happy that our show is finally getting the recognition. It also won Outstanding Drama Series. I'm going to cry right now because I never thought this would fucking happen. But it has. And we're here. And I love it. Anyway, sorry, super sidetrack. But she's like ringing, she's like pressing the bell over and over, and she's like, diamond of the season, diamond of the first water. She's like pressing the over and over and over again. And then Golda, who plays Queen Charlotte, was like, and they all look at her, and she's like, well, and she's like, oh, wait, I can't say anything because it's not, it's part of Bridgerton season 3. So, you know, theorists have wondered, you know, Eloise had made such a big thing about the emerald of that this year they're not looking for a diamond in the first water, that they're looking for an emerald. And Penelope is dressed in a emerald color dress. God, and it's so beautiful. She looks so good with her black lace gloves. And I just feel really bad. She's kind of standing off in the corner, which obviously signifies, and we knew this going in, that her and Eloise have not made up. And she's just kind of alone. And hence why she was so hostile towards Colin in that other clip that we saw. Tony, what did you think? I think that's everything so far. What did you think when you saw the clip? Like, what are your feelings? Any theories? What are we thinking?
No, I just thought that good on the person who edited this this clip, because it was truly a teaser. You see, yes, Francesca without saying anything, two guys in the back. I'm like, is it the Sterlings or are these just two randos? So that's what I was thinking. I'm like, I liked that they showed images of the two guys before she spoke to Anthony, and then you realize, okay, randos. Unless for some reason, but it's not in the books, like John made a bad impression, but no, it was not that like that in the beginning of their story. I loved how the room is decorated, like the backgrounds. I'm like, is it saying something or is it just decor? Because like why is each Bridgerton or even Featherington Penelope behind a certain background? We have Francesca behind like winter and it's white and like innocent white, you know, not married yet. Yeah. That's what I was thinking. So I love that. Penelope, she's still, even with her beautiful emerald dress, she's still blending in like a wallflower, possibly still spring background, like, which is like her time, you know, in April. She has that green dress, she has a green background, and she still looks annoyed. And so even though she still has that dress, like, yeah, still a wallflower, you know.
Honestly,
not getting the attention that
She deserves.
Yeah, she deserves.
Yes.
Anthony and Kate, they're behind Fall with Violet. And I see apple dangling, and I'm like, you know what? Like, Kate's face, like, she's glowing. It could be honeymoon face. And like, my first thought was like, after the apple, I'm like, look, is that apple like saying something? Like, apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Like, is she pregos because she's glowing? Is it just symbolizing how their marriage is like, just like their parents, where it was for love and they're in love and all of that? So like, just so much going on in my mind. And
I feel like,
and I love it.
I feel like the apple is kind of like, they were both like kind of forbidden fruit last season. And then now right. And then, but then now they can proudly and happily be in love and show that how much they love each other. I mean, he kisses her at the end of the clip super loudly too. And I was like, he's like crying. I was like, and that's all we want, right? We just want to be with a partner that's so proud to be with us and doesn't care that we don't, you cannot show affection in this era or whatever. He's like, nah, my wife is the most beautiful person here and I'm going to kiss her when I want to. And he does. And he surprises her. The look of joy on her face is just, oh my God, it's so good.
It almost looks like I gotta best him, you know? It's not like I'm like ashamed or anything. It's more like, what can I do to best
that? Where can I squeeze his butt where everyone can see, you know what I mean?
I kept watching that clip over and over from beginning to end.
Alice is like, I've watched this an unhealthy amount of times. I was like, yeah, I don't know why the clip is an hour long. It's crazy. But like, oh my God, it's so good. And like you said, what a great tease. And kind of like what you just said, once a wallflower, kind of always a wallflower, right? Because like, we've read these other books where you cannot have that look of annoyance and consternation that Penelope has on the sidelines, because no one's going to come ask you to dance, you know? You have to look like you're enjoying the music. You have to look like you're ready to dance at any time. You cannot look busy. You know, there's all these like weird rules in order to be dancing. And I just felt really sad that, you know, she is in the corner alone. But you know what? This is just going to show how far she's going to come, right? She's starting off the season alone, no friend, not Eloise. We found out that she hasn't even written to Colin, so she has no one. She's never had her family backing. And then she's going to end the season as fucking Mrs. Bridgerton. Like, I'm dying.
Yeah. If it follows the books, not just only Mrs. Bridgerton, but this like female who has a career or who's had a career, depending on how they will end it.
Who has a career, or
whatnot.
And supports her husband's career. Mm-hmm. Don't want to get too spoilery, but like, you know, oh God, it's just, all of it is just so good. It's so juicy. And we're completely here for it. It was a very amazing couple seconds that they gave us.
It was very generous. It's so good.
I have a wild theory, and I know you said you just want things to happen, but I'm gonna share it with you. So they bring in different aspects of the books to different characters, right? So do you think Francesca goes in the hallway and then meets a Sterling? Kind of like how it had happened for Daphne in the books.
I love that. I forget already. Wasn't there a hallway?
Yeah.
Francesca's book?
Yep.
Oh, that's so good. I would love that. I mean, after having such a like a stupid interaction with these two guys, like I would love her to just be like, I just want to be alone. But then she ends up like having like this little scowl on her face or a little wrinkle.
And
like John's like the most beautiful lady ever.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I love it. And, you know, obviously we read too many books, and the fact that, you know, Penelope keeps saying like this book is for the readers. This one's for the readers. I just feel like, either A, she's going to walk into the hallway and it's going to be how Daphne and Simon's meet cute was in the book, or she's going to walk onto a balcony and just be like, oh, I'm over this. And there happens to be a Sterling on the balcony. Like just like all our romance books, like I would gag, I would die. I just feel like at that very moment when she walks away is she's going to find
love.
John. She's going to find John.
I love that.
Do you think this is the Danbury ball? Because she always hosts the first ball of the season, right?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. It could be, but no, I don't think so. I think like the decor would have been more elaborate, or like they would at least show a clip of her.
That's true. And then I love that Kate is so engrossed in speaking to Violet. Anthony comes to take up her dance. She looks at him and she's like, interfere. I love that, because, you know, and that's the thing with Happily Ever Afters, right? Everybody has to be happy, and Violet is just, she's glowing too. She's just so happy to see her, how happy her son is, you know, how in love her son is. And that's what I'm saying, like she's not even distracted that Eloise is nowhere. She's not even worried about Eloise. She's just like, hey, it's Francesco, okay? So it'll be very interesting to see what Eloise is up to. She's obviously not by Penelope's side. So, yeah. Oh, that's it. We just came on here to be like, we a bunch of clowns, you know, like we thought we were going to get all this stuff. We got none of it. We got something completely different, which was just equally as amazing. And yeah, we're just a bunch of clowns, and it's okay. I've never felt so happy to be wrong. You know what I mean? It's okay.
Yeah, and, oh my God, just as, I did not expect that though. I'm like, you're
no,
like, clip, and I'm
no.
like, oh, okay, it's not what we thought, but I'm like, okay. And I saw it, I'm like, well, I can't stop watching it. I will watch it forever.
We were like, okay, so I woke up at 5 just to repost it. And then I shouldn't even say woke up at 5, I woke up at 3 and I was up for hours because I was waiting for it. And then when I reposted it, I was like, because the thing that we've been doing is, I would repost it and we would watch it a couple hours later or way later in that day, depending on our scheduling. So we were not, scheduled to watch it till right now, which is like 5 hours later. But I was posting, I was like, this isn't a fucking trailer. And I was like, I'm just going to watch it because we were supposed to live react. But then next day, I was like, just kidding. Lies. It's okay. It'll mean that we'll be better prepared for the next one. And they got this part out of the way so that they can focus the trailer completely on Napoleon, right? They got what everyone wanted to see for the longest time. Happy Anthony and Kate. More Anthony and Kate. They wanted to see their Cantony. They wanted to see all that. They served it. And now we can move on. We can move on to Pollen. This is the closure that we wanted for season two. And now we can move on. Yeah?
Yeah. I think it's just excitement. And my theory is for the week of April 6th.
Oh, yes.
That's like in 2 weeks.
Coming, guys. We're sticking to it. We think it's going to be that week. We're 100% sure they're going to give us something that week.
They're like, we're going to let them flutter a little bit. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We're going to let them flutter a little bit. Like,
and to stay true to Bridgerton, they actually go silent before they drop something. So this was a very loud, you know what I mean? This is like a very loud something is coming. So it didn't fall true to their normal track. So silly us for falling into it, but yeah, they usually go very silent. Everyone is silent. And I think that, you know, like, we just got so excited, we didn't like really think about all of it. They wouldn't drop Penelope's teaser right a couple days before she's about to drop Big Mood. I feel like they're going to get Big Mood all out of the way first before they give us the teaser, so she could focus on that release and then transition into Bridgerton. Cause that's unfair to her, you know? So now that, you know, we're level headed and it already happened, we can think about it better. But, you know, but we love you guys. We'll probably be back in 2 weeks when we get our teaser trailer. We'll film a live reaction and an episode post the live reaction, or we'll post the live reaction as an episode. We'll see. I don't know if we know how to do that yet, but we'll figure it out. And we love you guys. I hope you're just equally as excited as we were. I hope you loved. They're so fucking cute. I love them so much. Love that we got to see an Anthony and Kate accepted romance dance, how happy they were, and the little kiss, the little smack of a kiss in the end. And yeah, it's so good. I'm so happy.
Okay, time to go watch it again.
Yes. We love you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.